The Sound of Your Breath in the Cold. Written by Kelsey Septine. Read by Something Incorporeal. "It's quiet," Yudi says that night, as they sit together at the low-slung table. "Without him." Victor hums. It is a non-committal sound. Neither agreement nor denial. It only is, much in the same way the decanter of unfiltered sake hanging from his fingers is. A simple consequence of gravity and pressure. There's a far-off look in his eyes that Yuri cannot identify.
"Are you worried?"
asks Yuri. Victor blinks, slow and sensuous, his long white lashes a dust of snow on the ivory landscape of his cheeks. The unfocused haze of his eyes does not disappear, however, and he haltingly replies,
"Worried?"
"About Yudiel," Yudi clarifies.
"Oh."
Victor exhales. He pours a measure of chilled, cloudy alcohol into the empty cup in front of him.
"No."
"You're not," Yudi says, his tone tinged with shock. "I thought you were..." Yudi bites down on the last word. Closer, he wanted to say. But as he felt it forming on his tongue, he knew it was not right. Victor smiles at Yudi's hesitation. It is a small and slyly amused thing against the lip of his lacquered sake cup. Then, in a tone to match, Victor asks,
"Are you worried?"
Yudi opens his mouth, ready to deny, but no dismissal emerges. Instead, Yudi thinks of Yudiel's twisted pout and the furrow of his fine eyebrows. He thinks of how Yudi stood on his tiptoes when he shouted, the tight fold of his arms across his chest, and the way he begrudged the smallest affections and courtesies. A curious sensation unfurls beneath his breastbone. It's not as heavy as worry, but not as light as concern. "He's only 16, Yudi replies.
"Yes," Victor agrees. "He is."
Yudi waits patiently for Victor to continue, but no elaboration comes. Instead, Victor hums again, indifferent, and sips at his sweet, mild drink, and allows his stare to return to middle distance. There is nothing over Yudi's shoulder, save for the opened porch door, and beyond that, the twinkling lights of Hasidzu in the night darkness. The mystery of Victor's thoughts, of Victor, pulls.
"What are you thinking about, then?"
Yudi murmurs. Normally he would not be bold enough, or impolite enough, to push for an answer. But his heart is full of confidence,
and his belly full of katsudon.
And there is a little bit of alcohol in his blood, too, and the combination briefly bolsters him.
"You have a strange expression on your face."
Victor's eyes return to Yudi as Yudi trails off. He tilts his pale head in curiosity, and prompts.
"Strange?"
"Different, I mean." Yudi feels heat rise in his cheeks. "You look... contemplative." Victor's petal-pink mouth quirks upwards.
"I suppose I am,"
he admits. And it's silly, Yudi thinks, for Victor to feel so distant when he's less than an arm's length away, when he is sitting cross-legged on a flat cushion in one of the many rooms in Yudi's childhood home, when he's dressed in the onsen's familiar sage-green yukata, when he's lightly drunk and delicately flushed.
That it is not surprising.
Victor is easier to understand when he's a figure on television, or a poster hung on the wall, or a figure in an idle daydream.
"So,"
Yudi asks, "will you tell me?" For the first time since dinner ended, since they devoured their katsudon and pulled bottle after bottle of chilled nigiri sake from the ice bucket Mari bought them, Victor focuses all his attention on Yudi. I was thinking about the quadruple Salco. Victor answers. Then, after a pause, he adds, and your hips.
Victor's voice is deep and low, as gentle and unfathomable as the moonlight that filters through the clouds and falls on the unfurling buds of spring blooming in the garden outside. It is not Victor's normal, careless flirtation. There is something expectant and patient in this, and it makes the hair on the back of Yudi's neck stand on end.
Oh, Yudi says.
Oh, parrots Victor.
In the dim light, with his hair falling loosely over his face, and his yukata slipping from the curve of his shoulder, Victor turns into a creature that is both ethereal and dangerously human. He is so beautiful, he makes Yudi ache down to the hollows of his bones.
Yudi can take care of himself.
Victor sets his empty cup down on the table and frees his hands.
He may only be 16, but he knows what he wants. And he is unafraid to do what he must to get it.
He's brave.
No.
Victor shakes his head.
He's ambitious. You're the brave one.
Yudi has never been called brave in his entire life, or bold, or daring. But there is no mockery in Victor's blue eyes, and such sincerity it makes Yuri feel light, invincible. Nothing can stop him as he rises to his feet, as he walks to the other side of the table, as he kneels by Victor's side and curls his hand against the angle of Victor's jaw.
See,
Victor murmurs as he leans, heavy-eyed and warm into Yuri's open touch.
Brave.
Yudi does not correct him. He doesn't have to. The end.